not causing offence to anyone who has this belief, but when I actually looked at it properly, I thought, hang on, why would God have to send his only begotten son down on earth to be rejected, tortured, killed, so he would then forgive my sins if I accept him for that? And I used to ask God for the truth.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was trying to tell him about Christianity.
Uh-huh. So you guys are doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
They believe in the one God, and that they believe that Jesus was a messenger. And that just smacked me.
Yeah.
Because I knew, as a Christian, Jesus was a messenger, but I got confused, you know, was he God, the messenger, or...
You don't think, like, do you believe Jesus was literally a God, that he was walking earth and he was God Almighty?
It's in their fitra to know he wasn't.
He was, you know, I mean... Well, when you say, was he sent by God?
Definitely. Yeah. He was sent by God. they've got my, who I love, in their book. There's no way that God would have a son and send... Because God is not like unto his creation. And when I found out that he was the second most mentioned prophet in the Quran, that's when I thought, hang on.
Says, now look, what about he was sent to die for your sins? How did you struggle with that?
Why did he look up to the heavens and say, Lord or Father, why hast thou forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't sound like Qulhu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad.
God doesn't have skin color, a zip code, a birth date, a death date.
I mean, everybody's busy. The life has taken them away from thinking and contemplating about the Creator. Whereas I had, everything has a purpose in life. Everything. I said, that's just a phone. I said, look at the planets, the earth, the stars, the moon, the sun, the human being. Look at the eyes. We can't even...
That's deep. Deep. Look at that. Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati.
There is no room for terrorism in Islam. You know, Allah says in the Quran, whoever kills an innocent person... For
Islam is this, Islam is that. We hear all of the nonsense, all the gibberish. What advice do you have for them?
When you look into it, if you're going to listen to the media, if you're going to listen to Facebook, if you're going to listen to your friends, then, you know, it's your own fault for having them kind of thoughts, because they're not true.
About to have some lunch here on the floor. Very nice, cozy, beautiful, huh? Yemeni food. That's nice to see. It's time to pray. Just drop the rug. And making that prostration gratefulness. The key to happiness is gratefulness, showing gratitude by taking a time out and thanking the Creator, the one Creator, one God, for all the blessings and bounties He's given us.
The Dean Show!
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Had a nice little meal here on the floor, very comfortable. Yemeni restaurant. And, you know, you usually hear the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're on the bikes. Well, we found a Muslim on a bike giving dawah. Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, brother. So what's this bike situation about, huh?
I used to like ride my bike around alongside and things and like, just give out leaflets. And
sharing the purpose of life with people on the bike?
Yeah.
Now you weren't always Muslim, huh?
No.
No?
I was a Christian.
You were a Christian?
Yeah.
Were you riding the bike back then?
No.
No? So you really, I mean, you figured out the purpose of life, you started living it, and now you realize the obligation on every Muslim to share the message, because if you really care, you're going to share. And you were that excited and motivated to get out there and share the purpose of life with people.
Yeah. It's the truth. And you know, you don't.
Yeah.
So you just want to spread it, don't you?
Yeah. So what was it now about Islam coming up? Were you a practicing Christian or so-so Christian?
I was a so-so Christian.
Yeah.
We got one. But I was a Christian, but I nearly become a Mormon, and I used to ask God for the truth.
Yeah.
And then something very bad happened that I didn't do. Yeah. It was accused for me. I went somewhere and then I was told about Islam by basically an armed robber.
Okay.
You know?
Wow.
So I was trying to tell him about Christianity.
Uh-huh. So you guys are doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And he's telling you about Islam. Yeah. And you're telling him about Christianity.
Yeah.
While you're doing something.
He told me about the one God. That they only believe in the one God, and that they believe that Jesus was a messenger. And that just smacked me. Because I knew, as a Christian, Jesus was a messenger, but I got confused, you know, was he God, the messenger, or, you know, so... what was I saying, though?
Wow, that's powerful, man, and to see people like you, because usually we ask people, we say, Christians, do you believe, and they don't think, like, do you believe Jesus was literally a God, that he was walking earth and he was God Almighty?
It's in their picture to know he wasn't.
He was, you know what I mean? But when you say, when was he sent by God?
Definitely. Yeah. He was sent by God. And when I found out that he was the second most mentioned prophet in the Quran, that's when I thought, hang on, they've got my who I love in their book, you know.
They got my Jesus in their book.
I had a look, you know, and I realised that the Jews, they rejected prophets, and the Christians, they rejected Muhammad, but the Muslims, they accepted them all.
Yeah.
So when I looked into what they preached and what they taught, I thought, this is definitely, you know, there's no way that God would have a son. And so this is the... Because God is not like unto his creation. He's nothing like unto his creation, you know? So,
what about they said, no, okay, we believe he was sent, and we believe that means that he was a messenger like Abraham, Moses, and all the preceding messengers. They came with the same message, Islam, submit your will to the creator, not the creation. But if someone says, now look, what about he was sent to die for your sins? How did you struggle with that? Did you believe that before?
He never. Yeah, but here's what. Jesus never told me that he was coming here to die for my sins. He never ever told anybody in the history. I mean, okay, for example, when they caught him, which they didn't catch him, they thought, well, they might have done. When they caught him at the end, and they was going to put him on the cross.
Yeah.
How come he didn't tell us before that happened? Why didn't he tell us, oh, I'm going to die on the cross for your sins? He didn't. Why did he look up to the heavens and say, Lord or Father, why hast thou forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't sound like somebody that was sent to save, to die on the cross for my... And then I thought about it properly. And I'm not causing offence to anyone who has this belief. But when I actually looked at it properly, I thought, hang on. Why would God have to send his only begotten son down on earth to be rejected, tortured, killed, so he would then forgive my sins if I accept him for that? I just can't. It just doesn't make sense.
What about here in Islam, we have the pure monotheism, just worshipping the Creator Allah. That makes sense. Verse Trinity.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Which is sort of ikhlas, sincerity, you know. That tells us about God's oneness. And you cannot be confused about that. Yeah. He says he is one. There is nothing like unto him. He begets not, nor was he begotten. And there is nothing in comparison unto him. That is the oneness of God.
God doesn't have skin color, a zip code, a birth date, a death date.
I mean, people say that God created man in his image, which is, you know, true. But though, if you look at a clock, a clock has got a hand, isn't it? But it's not like mine and your hand.
Yeah.
So God is nothing... Yeah. He's nothing like...
Laysa kamithli shay. There's nothing resembles it. Nothing. You cannot compare anything in your mind that's not God.
Yeah, he says, however you imagine me to be, I'm far from that imagination.
Yeah, but we get to know him by his attributes, the loving, the kind, the merciful, this out. But he's absolutely one. And last, and closing, so that made sense. So that versus the Trinity, many people struggle with that. It doesn't make sense, but that makes sense. A kid can understand. Just one God. And he sent those messengers, same message. Submit your will to the Creator. What had you really thinking about purpose, like to really motivate people? Because people are not—they're here, and they're just going through life, but they're not thinking like, "How did I get here? Why am I here? Where am I going?"
Because they're so rushed in life. Everybody's busy. The life has taken them away from thinking and contemplating about the Creator. Whereas I had 23 hours a day to contemplate on it, you know. So when. And I that's why I say to people, look into it, you know, because it's not a joke, and death is upon us one day, you know.
Yeah.
It's one thing that we can all be guaranteed and we're going to die. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everything has a purpose in life. Everything. I mean, you can't show me anything in this room that doesn't have a purpose. But are people trying to say that we're the only ones that don't?
That doesn't make sense.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Even your spoon, this has a purpose. My headphones have a purpose. You know, it's like my father said to me that he didn't believe in God, and that he said that he thinks this will claim a big bang. So I seen something on a Dawa TV thing, and I said, okay, Dad. So I put my phone on the table. Now, think of a phone. It's just a phone. I said, if I told you that just came... on its own and nothing created it. Would you believe it? It just come out of nowhere. You'd be like, no. I said, that's just a phone. I said, look at the planets, the earth, the stars, the moon, the sun, the human being. Look at the eyes. You can't. We can't even...
That's deep.
You know, it's deep, yeah.
That's deep. And for the people out there who they hear about Islam, this opinion, that opinion, Islam is this, Islam is that. We hear all of the nonsense, all the gibberish. What advice do you have for them?
So say that again.
For the people who are out there, they hear Islam is about terrorism, Islam is about oppressing women, Islam is this, Islam is that. They're forming opinions, baseless opinions, off the media and other. What advice do you have for them?
If you actually go and look into Islam properly and look at what we believe about these things, there is no room for terrorism in Islam. You know, Allah says in the Quran, whoever kills an innocent person for no just cause or reason, I will judge that person on the judgment day as if he killed the whole of mankind. You know, that's for one innocent life. You know, Islam, you know, is a beautiful religion. But it can only be seen as a beautiful religion when you look into it. If you're going to listen to the media, if you're going to listen to Facebook, if you're going to listen to your friends, then, you know, it's your own fault for having them kind of thoughts, because they're not true. But you can only see they're not true when you study it. I mean, Islam gave women rights. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave women rights. You know, the women, because at that time when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the women didn't have any rights.
None, yeah.
They didn't have any rights, but he gave them rights through share of you know. When someone dies, the share the money they get, the dowry at the marriage, all kinds.
Everything. It's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, guys, thank you for sharing that with us. Hopefully this could be a motivation for people who don't know purpose to seek purpose. And maybe you like some of the things. If you're sincere about the oneness of God and the purpose of life, it's there. And the Muslims, especially now, those who have, they say, we're Muslim. You've submitted your will to the Creator. Look at this brother, Abdullah. He accepted and he is taking up the call. Look at that. Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati. Invite all to the way of your Lord. Are you doing it? He's doing it. Come on. Let's get motivated and share this message, because if you care, you will share the purpose of life with your brothers and sisters in humanity. Thank you, my brother. Salaam alaikum.